and there remains the remote possibility that he's right. She laughed, then went on more intently. Data from any single gene cannot really tell you anything so definitive. If you follow the mitochondrial DNA backwards, it will take you to a certain place, to an Ursula, or Tara, or whatever. But if you take any other bit of DNA, any gene at all, and trace it back, it will take you someplace else altogether. It was a little, I gathered, like following a road randomly out of London, and finding that eventually it ends at John O'Groats, and concluding from this that anyone in London must therefore have come from the north of Scotland. They might have come from there, of course, but equally they could have arrived from any of hundreds of other places. In this sense, according to Harding, every gene is a different highway, and we have only barely begun to map the routes. No single gene is ever going to tell you the whole story, she said. So genetic studies aren't to be trusted? Oh, you can trust the studies well enough, generally speaking. What you can't trust are the sweeping conclusions that people often attach to them. She thinks Out of Africa is probably 95% correct, but adds, I think both sides have done a bit of a disservice to science by insisting that it must be one thing or the other. Things are likely to turn out to be not so straightforward as either camp would have you believe. The evidence is clearly starting to suggest that there were multiple migrations and dispersals in different parts of the world going on in all kinds of directions, and generally mixing up the gene pool. That's never going to be easy to sort out. Just at this time, there were also a number of reports questioning the reliability of claims concerning the recovery of very ancient DNA.